From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Eric Bolander Trio, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Why don't the wind blow me away? Why don't the wind blow me down? Tried and tested along the way. Know if I'm resting, but I'm here to stay. Why don't the wind blow me away? Why don't the wind blow me down? I can't see past all the trees.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 632nd live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest, Eric Bolander. Eric is a native of Lewis County, Kentucky, who moved to Lexington in 2000. Traditional Kentucky music was ever present in his youth, but Eric says that music is just one of his many influences. With Eric tonight are Seth Murphy on cello and Ben Caldwell with drums. Please welcome Eric Bolander to the Red Barn stage. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. The guitar sound better after I turned it off mute? Hopefully it did.
Now, here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Eric Bolander.
Nice sound, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful arrangements of these tunes. Your town seems like that might be a good starting point. So I'd love to hear you talk just about Lewis County, you know. That's north of 64...
Northeast from Moorhead, right on the Ohio River.
Like, so how far from Moorhead is it?
Depends on where you're going, I guess.
Uh-huh.
About 40-ish minutes.
Oh, okay.
Town's Garrison. There's no red lights. I got a Family Dollar and a dollar store all within the last 10 years.
So both.
Yeah, so it's kind of highfalutin now. But back when I was there, you know, there wasn't much going on. A lot of good people, hardworking people. There wasn't a whole lot of industry going on in the area, so folks traveled a lot. My dad was a union carpenter, worked a lot of construction, a lot of tobacco farms, cattle farmers, things like that. We were far enough north away from a lot of the coal miners, but some folks would go eastern Kentucky and work coal and stuff like that. It's a big county, so you drive all over the place. My wife likes to nap when we go back for Thanksgiving and stuff, and she'll wake up and be like, are we in Lewis County still? And I'm like, yeah, we're still in Lewis County. But we got 30 more minutes and we'll be at mom's, you know, kind of thing. But so we, grew up... running around, fishing, hunting, that kind of stuff, and doing sort of a lot of outdoors type things because we didn't have a lot going on other than that. Baseball field, played football, that kind of stuff too.
Uh-huh.
You know. Traditional family, had an older brother and sister, which was 8, 9 years older, so it was almost like I was the only child when I was kind of in middle school age. My brother has a farm in Garrison now. My sister lives in Vanceburg, which is in Lewis County, and my mom lives kind of in between the two of them. It was a great, great place to grow up. I love going back and visiting because I miss the landscape. You know, Lexington's beautiful, and we're pretty close to things like the Red River Gorge and stuff, but when I get back home a little further east, you start seeing things sticking up out of the ground a little more, you know, because
uh-huh.
I kind of explained it, you know, the river valley and the foothills of the Appalachia is a really good explanation. You know, it's kind of not quite Pike County, you know.
Did you then live there through your teen years and through high school?
I did. So I lived there, you know, all the way until my freshman year of college. I graduated high school in 98. My freshman year of college was at Morehead State. Then took time off, joined the National Guard, and went to basic training and everything. When I came home, I moved to Lexington. I've been a Lexingtonian pretty much my whole adult life.
And did you start actually performing, playing music and performing as a musician once you moved here, or did that begin already during your high school years?
Correct. Once I moved to Lexington, or not once, but toward the end of college, I played guitar since my freshman year of college at Morehead. My best friend Kevin played in metal and rock bands throughout high school, and I was always like a tag-along. I was kind of like the roadie, you know, to help them carry guitars in, but I never really tried to play music and never tried to sing, really, except for my house. My mom always thought I could sing, but you know, everybody's mom thinks she can sing, you know. So it was just, you know, you sound real good. You sound like Tim McGraw, you know. I'm like, Mom, yeah. I can't sing. So I was a bashful kid, but then when I got older, I think playing football and having that team mentality broke me out of it. So I was real outgoing all through high school. And so I never had an issue as far as that. It's just I never felt confident that I had a music ability. So I didn't have any players at home, but my dad had a lot of friends. My mom has a big history with family members who played music. But so I didn't catch that bug until I was in college, the freshman year of college.
Light came through the window of our room. Mind could keep up with what my heart already knew. A whole light of my life. A whole thank you.
My mom's, well, you know, it's, everybody says keep a long story short never keeps a short story.
No, that's right.
So you I'll go ahead and preface with that. But so her father was ill, and he was starting to talk about some of his, you know, his brother's music interests, because, you know, he kind of kept up with me a little bit through my mom. And so we didn't have, like, a close relationship, my grandfather and I. He was interested in it and intrigued him because he played music, but he had a lot of, you know, his brothers and his uncles and aunts and things all played a lot. Mom was telling me a story that he had shared and said that his dad, you know, my great-grandfather, had played on some records. He played fiddle and maybe mandolin or something else with Fat and Scrubs. And I was like, Fat and Scrubs? I was like, Mom, are you talking about Fat and Scrubs? Yeah, I think that was it. I was like, Mom, that's probably two of the most famous bluegrass pioneer musicians out there, you know? I mean, you know, I mean, Ralph Stanley might be the only more well-known name in bluegrass music. But so there's something out there. There's, you know, I don't, you know, recordings of a relative of mine laying some tracks down with those guys. But and I later got some old demo CDs that were put on CDs from late 60s and 70s of a couple of my grandfather's older brothers who played. And it was like traditional bluegrass and a little bit of more of that 70s country. So that was kind of interesting. I can't for love of me remember their names right now. But it was cool to, like, get well into my music career and then learn about some of these things I didn't know about necessarily when I was a kid.
Well, I suppose the deeper you get into your own musical and artistic life, the more curious you then become about, you know, other family members who've decided to do that kind of thing themselves.
Yeah,
because
sure.
you become more acquainted with, you know, the ups and downs of it.
Yeah, and, you know, having my friend bouncing around with him to shows and just kind of learning, or not learning necessarily, not really soaking it up, but just kind of as a bystander seeing the stuff that they went through just to play a show. And it's like four of them. They have all this equipment. They sell this or that to buy a new amp, and then, you know, they're getting like $10 from the gig and things like that. So it's kind of like to see that part of it, you know, it was interesting. My mom's brother, Gary, he played music. He had like a little tiny, not a studio, but like a little practice room. It was a little outbuilding. He had some drums and a bass guitar and a couple acoustics that him and his buddies would just go out and drink a few and have fun, you know. He never played seriously or nothing, but I remember being around that sometimes.
So it wasn't just Fat and Scrubs that you were hanging around. You were hearing more than bluegrass.
I'll never not share that story.
That is just such a great story. I love that.
You can't make that up. Wasn't just to pass the time. Summer days we on the ridge, on the county line, up there where the west front wind, days got longer, our minds were free, lean on my shoulder, we'll drive till the sun can be seen on Montgomery Hill, where we left, lost ourselves. Yeah.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Eric Bolander, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.